Hello, good evening. May I speak with Mary Andrews, please?
This is she.
Good evening, Ms. Andrews. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a very important survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us? Your name was chosen at random, and your answers are strictly confidential, okay? I'll be brief. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you, just to make sure that I am speaking to an adult, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. What is your age?
42.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Native American.
Native American, okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, okay, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Now, miss, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Donald Trump.
50-50.
Okay, mm-hmm. Moms for Liberty.
I've never heard of them.
Okay. Woke culture or wokeism?
0.
What about public school teachers?
20.
What about the National Education Association?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Public schools?
Public school system?
Yeah, the
0.
Public school. 0. What about the U.S. Department of Education?
0.
And charter schools?
I'd say 90.
90? Okay, now moving forward. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Worse.
And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following topics that I'm going to read? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. Now, you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Now, develop social skills.
Five.
5. Be ready for a higher education like college.
5.
Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
5.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
2.
And develop critical thinking skills.
0.
And the understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
0.
Zero. Okay, moving forward. And Ms. Mary, I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
So that's a trick question, and I think they spend too much, but not for the right reasons.
Okay, I understand. So would you say not enough, too much, about right?
We'll say too much.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree with that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
So, would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Just somewhat disagree.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
I agree with that.
Now, would you strongly agree or somewhat disagree? Agree, I'm sorry.
Somewhat agree.
Teachers are professionals who can be...
I think they need to keep their opinion out of it. They need to be neutral.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Ooh, I strongly disagree with that.
Okay. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
So that's another trick question.
Why do you say that?
I obviously slavery is a part of our history. I mean, I agree that needs to be taught. However, I think that we've come a long way from that. So I don't think that it's as big a problem as politics like to play that it is now.
Okay.
So. I'm going to somewhat disagree with that.
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward. Now, I'm almost done here. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Say that again.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Am I for that?
No. Do you think this statement that I just read would improve the quality of public schools? Tell me if you strongly support this, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose this statement.
If I strongly support banning them discussing gender?
No.
It
says like this. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I don't think they have a part to play in that, so I don't think they should be teaching that in public schools.
So would you strongly...
In their opinion.
Would you strongly oppose this or somewhat oppose this?
strongly oppose it.
Attending an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum. How do you feel about this?
Attending?
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
So you say you support somewhat or strongly support this?
I'd somewhat support that, yeah.
Now, what about this statement? Make it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Pornographic, I'd strongly support that.
Okay. What about giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school?
I strongly support that.
What about increasing discipline in schools?
No, I don't agree with that.
So would you oppose this somewhat or strongly oppose this?
I'd somewhat oppose that.
Now moving forward,
some play in that. But,
now, yeah. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
My daughter's already learning about that, so I don't understand what that question is. So I don't oppose that.
So do you support
that in school?
Do you support this?
I support that.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
I think everything should be looked at, so somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I'd say 5.
What about those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education? Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
No, that's a conversation between parents and kids, not a conversation at school.
So you feel that this statement is not at all convincing at all?
No, exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's not convincing at all.
Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books that targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How do you feel from 0 to 10 about this?
Well, I don't think my kid needs to be reading pornographic. stuff
so at you
school,
think
so.
That this statement is very convincing or not at all convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
And now this is the last part. Over the course of the survey, Miss Mary, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
I agree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Teachers
like I said,
are.
I grew up learning that anyway.
So did I. I remember.
You know, I mean, I don't understand what all this is about now. I mean.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. How do you feel about this? Do you agree with this?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. And the last part are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. And which of the font best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker, disabled?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following describe your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool, or other?
Homeschool.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself, Miss Mary, as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Applies to me.
Okay. And is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No one.
Okay. Now, this is the last question, Ms. Mary. I do want to thank you for your time. How would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Now, Ms. Mary, I've had fun doing this survey with you. You've been a great help. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.